The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Yud Aleph, Hilchos Mezuzah, the laws of Mezuzah. Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh is a positive commandment, Mikbaya Mezuzah B'chol Pesach, to affix a mezuzah to every doorway. Vafilo Yesh Leikam Echadarim, even if a person has many rooms, Olechol Cheder Kam Epsachim, and each room has many doorways, Ha'asuyim Leknisav Yetziah, those doorways are made for entrance and exit, as opposed to being used either for decorative purposes, or as we'll see, talk about later on, if they're just used to bring in packages, they're not really made to enter and exit, that changes the halacha. I'll discuss that later. Af al pi shehu ragil rak ve'echad mehen, even though he is accustomed to use only one of those doors, mikol makom, still kulan chayavim b'mezuzah, all of those doorways are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Va'afilu im nisma'a tu hadiyurin, and even if the amount of people living in that space has lessened, has become fewer, and they only now need one door, meaning you had an area, let's say a house, and there were many people in it, and because of that it was easier to have two doors so that one door we wouldn't get too clogged, and now there are fewer people and you only need one of the doors, mikol makom, still kulan chayavim, all the doorways are still obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. One has to affix a mezuzah to all of them. Ah, however, im yesh eizeh pesach she'eino asuya elo v'hachnes derech sham, eizeh masal, the problem, if there is some door that's only made for the purpose of bringing in a package or a load, the problem every once in a while, the yesh sham pesach acher, and there is another door to the same area, which is made for entrance and exit. Azaya Pesach Ha'osli Rak Mahachnis Masois Ptura. Then the door, which is only made to bring in loads, is Potter. So if someone has some type of loading dock, or a door that he only uses to bring in groceries, it's not the door that's made for going in and out of the house, and uses it on an infrequent basis, it would seem that that door, his doorway, is exempt from the mitzvah of mezuzah. However, one should be careful. It's possible the doorway was made originally for Knesset Yetziah. Maybe it still is used sometimes for Knesset Yetziah. A person should consult a competent halachic authority for the application of these halachas, for the application of these laws. Siv Beis. Gam Sha'arei Chatzeiros, so to the gates of the courtyards, umivayos, and the gates of the street, a private street that has a gate in the front, Vayores, or the gates of a city, or Medinais, or the gates of a larger area, a province or something. Chayavin and Mezuzah, they are also obligated in the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Shinem, as it says in the verse, in the Pasuk, Ovisharecha, and in your gates. The gates imply a doorway onto a larger area, not just a door to a house, to a residence, but even a door to a chater, to a courtyard, or to a street, etc. Sif Gimel. A person has to fix the mezuzah on the right side of the doorway as he enters the house. And if he fixes it to the left side of the doorway as he enters the house, psula, it is invalid. And a person has to remove it from the left side, and to fix it back on the right side, and then make another blessing because it was improperly placed, it was invalid on the left side. There's no difference in this regard whether the person owning the house is a lefty, or is a left-handed person, or a right-handed person. It's not based upon the person, it's based upon the right side, that the mezuzah always has to be placed upon the right side as one enters the house. Sif Dalet. Shnei Batim, two houses, Hashem Lechol Echad Yesh Pesach L'Rishus Rabim, that each house has an entrance, an opening, that leads to the public street, or to the courtyard, And in the wall that divides these two houses or these two rooms, Yesh Gamkin Pesach, there is also a door. There's a connecting door between these two houses. Vehashta. And now Yesh Lo Yistapek, we have a doubt that Pesach there, as far as this door goes, Be'ezet Sad Yitein Asa Mezuzah, on which side should you put the mezuzah? Because it's not clear what does it mean you're entering. If they're side by side, what do you mean you're entering? Which house are you entering? Which house are you exiting? Either way you go, you're entering one house, you're exiting the other one. So how do you determine which side to put the mezuzah? As Linan Bazeh Baser Heker Tzir. You go after, in this situation, you follow the sign of the hinges. Pierce, that means B'makam Shenasim Hatzirim Lehadelas, the place that the hinges are made for the door. Shadelas Niftach L'Taycha, the door opens into this house, or into this room. Zehu Ikra HaBayis, that is considered the main house. That whichever side the door opens into, the hinges are on that side of the house. So you put the mezuzah on the right side of the doorway entering that room or entering that house. However, caution the kitzer v'dafka, this is specifically k'sheshnei habatim shavim b'tashmishan. This is specifically when both of the houses are equal in their use. They are equally used. So there's no way to determine, based upon usage, that one house is more the main house and the other one is secondary. In that case, since they are both equal, we say that whatever house has the hinges, that is the main one, and you put the mezuzah on the right side entering that house. Avo but, imechod hu ikar tashmishay, if one of these houses, one of these rooms, is your main use, you mainly use that side, and the other one you only use more infrequently. But then, in this case, Leah's Lina and Buster Heckert, too, you don't look at the sign of the hinges. It doesn't make a difference of which side the hinges are. And rather, La'olam always, Naisiness HaMezuzah, B'tzad HaYamin, Shenichnasim HaBayis, HaShu'ikr Tashmisha Hashem. You always put the mezuzah on the right side when you enter the house that your main use is there. Your main tashmish is there. Afilo adelas niftach l'techasheni, even if the door opens up into the other house, since the former house is the one that you use more often, your main residence is in that house, your main usage is in that house, therefore that's the, you're entering that house, and you put the mezuzah on the right side as you enter that house. Sifhei. Mikayma, the proper place to put the mezuzah, maschela mitchilas shlish ha'elyon shogeva hashar, from the beginning of the upper third of the height of the entranceway, the height of the doorway. And that means you put it on the bottom of the upper third. So the bottom of the mezuzah is basically a third, at the two-thirds of the way up, or a third of the way down from the ceiling. Kaval and Malam is a kasher. If one fixed the mezuzah above that, it is still valid. V'hu shi'achi kenem and hamashkev tefach. That's provided that he distances the mezuzah a tefach, which is a hand's breadth. It's about 3 or 4 inches from the mashkev, from the lintel, from the top of the door. So it should optimally be at the bottom of the top third, but it is perfectly valid if it's anywhere within the top third, as long as it's a tefach away from the top of the doorway. It's clear that many are not particular to put it on the bottom of the top third. That would seem to be the minhag, that as long as it's somewhere in the top third, people put it there, and they're not exacting to make sure that it's in the bottom of the top third. The kavul mematim mishloshalyon, if you put it below the top third of the doorway, sarich lahasira, then you have to remove it. Well, the kava karoi, and fix it properly, you'll be bracha with a blessing, because it's for sure not in the proper place if it's below the top third. And therefore, you have to re-affix the mezuzah, and this time with another blessing. The first blessing you said was in vain because you put the mezuzah in the wrong place. You would have to remove it and put it in the top third. V'im kava v'tefach ha'olyon, however, if you fixed the mezuzah all the way in the top of the doorway, within a teflach, within a hand's breadth of the top of the doorway, which he said before is improper. One is not supposed to do that. The asira, you should also remove it from there, and you should reaffix it properly below the teflach, below the 3 or 4 inches from the top. You should not say a blessing. It's not as clear that this is puzzle, that this is invalid, and one should not say a blessing, therefore, because it's possible that the first placement of the mezuzah was, in fact, correct. If the doorway is wide, it is preferable to fix the mezuzah in the tefach, in the 3 or 4 inches, which are closer to the outside of the house. But if you change this, meaning you put it further in the middle of the doorway, or the part of the doorway which is closer to the inside of the house, and it does not prevent you from fulfilling the commandment, and that is still considered a proper placement, although not optimal, but it is still a proper placement. Sifavav, Ketzad Kaiva, how do you fix the mezuzah? Karchom is Seifon Arisha. You wrap the mezuzah from the end to the beginning. The mezuzah is a piece of parchment which has the parsha of Shema written on it, and has the paragraph of Shema written on it. So you have this square rectangle of parchment, you roll it into a cylinder, and you roll it from the back. Tehainu, which means Me'echod Klapi Shema. The first sentence is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The word Echad is at the end of the sentence, so you roll it from the end towards the back, towards the front. And then you put the cylinder, your rolled up cylinder of parchment, into a tube, or bishar davar, to anything else, some type of mezuzah case. And you fix it with nails, or screws, to the doorpost of the doorway, at an angle, on an incline. And the top of the mezuzah, the hainu shema, the part which starts the shema, meaning the top of the mezuzah, that part should be keneged habayis, the inclined to the inside of the house. The shita acharayna, and the bottom line of the mezuzah, letzad chutz, should be inclined to the outside of the house. The mezuzah hapesach eino rechava, and if the doorpost of the doorway is not wide enough for you to put it on a slant, on an angle, nikva en hazakufa, you should fix the mezuzah in upright position. And this is preferable, this is better, than to put the mezuzah behind the door, on the doorpost, but behind the door, that's really not the preferred way of doing it, and therefore if you could put it on the inside of the doorway, even though it would have to be straight up and down, it would not be slanty, that's better. In Laikava Elatala, if you didn't fix it on the top and the bottom, rather you hung it, let's say you hung it from a string in the doorway, psula, it is invalid. And therefore, tzorach lizor, you have to be careful in masmura to nail it in, lemala v'gam lemata, on the top of the mezuzah case as well as the bottom. Shalaita heitzliyav, so it should not be considered hanging, because if one were to affix it with a nail just on the top of the mezuzah case, it would come out that the whole case is really hanging, is suspended from that nail, and that's not considered fixed on the doorpost, that's suspended in the doorway, and that's not valid. Sif Zayin. Kodem Shekaiva, before he affixes the mezuzah, Yivarech, he should say the blessing, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu l'kbaya mezuzah, who commanded us, who made us holy and commanded us to fix a mezuzah. V'imkaiveya kana mezuzah, if a person is putting up many mezuzahs, he's moving into, let's say, a new house or something, and he's putting up a number of mezuzahs on the different rooms, it's sufficient to make one blessing for all of them. You say one blessing before you put up the first one, and then you put up all the others. If one of the mezuzahs in his house fell by itself, as opposed to you taking it down, which I'll discuss in a second, rather it fell off by itself, and you are reaffixing it to the doorway, you also have to say a blessing. When it fell off, the old blessing is no longer extant, and you have to say a new blessing. However, Avalim, who he sees your kedeva bodka, but if you removed it in order to check it, Yeshua is tapik in Sarach Levarach, there is a doubt whether or not one is supposed to say a blessing. One should consult his rabbinic authority Many say that if it's going to be off for a number of hours, even if it's going to be off for a number of hours, you still do not say another blessing. However, if it will be off for an entire night, you took off your mezuzahs to check and you're not putting them on until the next day, then one should say a blessing. One should consult his personal Rav for guidance on this matter. Sifches, Biktsas Sharim, some gates, let's say gates of a courtyard, a larger gate, Yish Pesach Katan Itzma Shara Gadol, there's a small door near the, right next to the larger gate. Viderach HaPesach HaKatan Yitzim Nechnasin, and usually you go in and out through the smaller door on the side. V'Hashar Inay Niftach L'Akol Prakim, and the main gate is only open every once in a while, on occasion. V'Kevin Shehem Shnei Pesachim, and since they are two separate doorways, Ubinehem Amud Rachav Tefach, and between them there is a pillar which is at least a tefach wide, at least 3 or 4 inches wide. It's a significant separation. Chayavim b'shtei mezuzos, each of the doorways is chayav in its own mezuzah. You can't put up just one mezuzah and consider them both to be one big door. Siftas. B'makim sheyesh lachosh shema yignevoisa. If the place where you're worried maybe they're going to steal your mezuzah, if you're going to hang the mezuzah on the outside of the door, and the in the doorway, on the outside of the doorpost, you're worried that someone's going to come and steal it. So, in Efshalai, if it's possible, Yachpar Chafir of the Mezuzas Abayis, you should dig some kind of tunnel, dig some kind of hole in the door frame, in the doorpost. V'yanichena Shama, and you should place it there so that it's not accessible from the outside. You can't just take it off the doorpost. There's a hole in the doorpost, only accessible, let's say, from the inside, and you drop the mezuzah in it. So the mezuzah is in the doorway, but it's not. You cannot remove the mezuzah from the doorway. And that would be the best thing. You should not deepen the hole to dig a tefach away from the doorway, from the opening. I mean, it shouldn't be a tefach deep into the doorpost. Kishon, we have al mezuzas pesecho, and that over there we would not consider the mezuzah to be on the doorpost. Raktaych mezuzah, it would be in the doorpost, upsula. Whereas if it's closer to the surface, even though technically speaking it is inside, since it's close to the surface, we treat that as being on the doorpost, and that's a proper placement of the mezuzah. Aitzach lizer, and you also have to be careful if one is doing such a thing, and one is making a hole in the doorpost for the mezuzah, they should at least be recognizable where the mezuzah is. If you cannot at all see the mezuzah on this doorway, that's not sufficient. There would have to be some kind of marking or some kind of bore another hole through to the outside so you could see the mezuzah through the hole, even though you can't get to it to steal it. So it has to be clear where the mezuzah is. But if it's impossible for him to dig a hole, drill a hole in the doorpost, whatever reason, you can rely in this case of time of pressure, of pressing need, to fix the mezuzah on the inside of the house, behind the door, so that no thieves can get to it because the door is blocking. However, even though it's on the inside of the house, you still have to fix it to the doorpost. If the doorpost is visible on three sides, in the front of the house, in the doorway itself, and on the inside of the doorframe, and the inside of the house, so you can put it on the inside of the house in this type of situation, but it has to be on the doorframe, on the doorpost itself, but not on the wall adjacent to the doorpost. Additionally, even if the doorpost itself is wide, you're not, and the mezuzah is placed upon the doorpost, it cannot be a tefach away from the opening, from the airspace of the door. Because in that case, it's on the inside, it would be possible because it's not considered that it's on your door. And that would not be a valid placement of the mezuzah. Sif Yud. Ein habayis chayiv in mezuzah, a room or a house, is not obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah, ela im kein yesh bei dalat amas al dalat amas, unless it has an area of dalat amas, 4 cubits by 4 cubits, a square, it contains within it a square of 4 cubits by 4 cubits, so again, about 6 to 8 feet, by 6 to 8 feet. V'im'ein by Daud Amis al Daud Amis, and if it does not contain a square of 4 cubits by 4 cubits, Avol Yesh by Kedein l'Rabbeah Daud Amis al Daud Amis, but the total area of this room is the same area as a square of Daud Amis by Daud Amis. Kigoyin Sha'arka Yasar Rochbe, for example, it's a rectangle, a shu'ogor, it's a circle. But you cannot place a square inside of it, which is Daud Amis al Daud Amis, which is 4 cubits by 4 cubits. Yesh Arim Dechayev, Yesh Arim Depater, there's a doubt in this situation. There are those who say that it depends upon the total area. There are those who say that you have to have literally a box of 4 by 4. So it's a disagreement, and the Kitzur is going to teach us in the next sif that in the case when there's a disagreement, the case of a doubt, one should indeed put up a mezuzah, but one should not say a blessing. Sif Yud Aleph. Eina Pesach Chayev Mezuzah. A doorway is not obligated in the midst of mezuzah, Elim Yesh La Shtei Mezuzahs, unless it has 2 doorposts, Gevayim L'chol HaPagos Asar Tfachim, that are at least 10 tfachim tall. Again, the tefach is about 33 or 4 inches, so we're talking between 30 and 40 inches. U'mashkef Al-Gabayim, and there has to be a lintel, there has to be a bar on top. That is a doorpost. That is a doorway, which is obligated in the midst of mezuzah. Even if the doorposts are not made out of separate pieces of wood or stone, but the walls of the structure themselves are the doorposts. And on top of them is a roof. That is also valid. And it has to be a doorway, even if you don't have separate doorposts. However, but if this room only has 1 doorpost, for example, on one side of the doorway, the wall extends, and doesn't come to an edge. Because there, as he shows you a picture, where in this picture on the left side, the wall extends past the doorway, there is no doorpost, and on the right side, there is a doorpost. So then, in Himitzat Smol, if the mezuzah is on the left side, meaning in this case, in this example, in the picture, where the left side does not have a mezuzah, the left side does not have a doorpost, so if the proper place to put the mezuzah would have been the left side, then Petura, then there's no obligation of mezuzah, meaning if when one enters the house, his right side is at the spot where there is no doorpost, which is the left side of this picture, then there is no obligation of mezuzah. However, if the obligation to put mezuzah is going to be on the right side of this picture, meaning when one enters this room, on his right, there is a doorpost, there is a doubt in whether or not there is an obligation to put a mezuzah on that doorpost, on that part of the door. And therefore, the proper thing to do is to put up a mezuzah without saying a blessing. Or you should fix the mezuzah on this room. After you put up the mezuzah on a different doorway, which is obligated in the mezuzah, and you say a blessing on the one which is definitely obligated, and you will exempt this door also. As we said, you only say one blessing no matter how many doors you put a mezuzah on. And so too, in any situation of doubt, one should do this. You should put up a mezuzah without a blessing, or say a blessing on a different room, a different doorway, which is definitely obligated. Sif Yud Beis. Yeshlei Beis mezuzahs. If the doorway has 2 doorposts, Eilei Mashkev, if it doesn't have a straight lintel, Ela Sheyesh Aleihem Kippa, but there is an arch on top of it, Kimin Keshes, which is like a bow, it doesn't even have straight doorposts. The arch starts arching all the way from the floor, so there is no straight doorpost at all. If you could fit a rectangle of 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide in this doorway, and then you are obligated, even though it's not straight. But otherwise, you are potter. There's no obligation of mezuzah. You're exempt from mezuzah. Vaisanachamiris, in those stores, sha'aisin mezuzah achas min akarkad ha-mashkif, they make one doorpost that runs from the floor to the ceiling, to the lintel, the upper part of the door. Mezuzah achas she'ein ha-magiyah ha-mashkif, and the second doorpost doesn't reach all the way to the top of the door. Rak she'kainsin es ha-kaisel erech ama yoseh. Rather, they indent the wall. There is some type of hole in the wall between the top of the door and the doorpost, and it is an amor or more. It could be a foot or two or more. Because they are like the following picture that he says on the side. If the mezuzah, the doorpost, which is all the way up to the top of the doorway, is on your right as you enter that room, nice, and it's a mezuzah, but it's a mezuzah, then you put the mezuzah, the parchment, with your mezuzah in it, on that doorpost. But if the other mezuzah, the other doorpost, the one which does not go all the way up to the ceiling, if that one is on your right as you enter, if it is at least 10 tfachim tall, 10 cubits tall, which is, so 10 hands breadths, excuse me, not cubits, 10 hands breadths tall, which is again about 30 or 40 inches, nice in a mezuzah above, then you fix the mezuzah to it. V'im'eina g'vaya sar tfachim, however it is not 10 tfachim tall, nice na b'makim harachav, then you fix the mezuzah in the indentation, even though it's deeper, it's further out, it's not in the rectangle of the doorway, it's indented in the wall still. That would be the proper place to put the mezuzah, and one should fix the mezuzah over there. For more information about topics presented in this segment, one can look at the resource page at kitzer365.org.